Good morning, good morning. It is 8:33, bright sunshiny skies, 26 degrees, and on the telephone with me here on our community connection is Ryan Martin from OKM. How you doing there, Ryan?
I'm doing good, Tom. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm staying warm. I tell you what, this bright sunshine's making it feel a little bit better. We got a lot going on here, don't we?
We really do. This entire year, we've just been really busy. Even with COVID, we've managed to, you know, have so many events, even with it being online. So over the next 30 days, we have a lot still happening with OKM before the end of the year. And so, let's go ahead and kick off talking about our Giving Tuesday tomorrow.
Okay, that's a big one.
It is. It's a really great fundraiser for us. We look forward to participating in this event every year. And for those that don't know, Giving Tuesday is a global movement. And OKM is a part of that global movement, but it really helps nonprofits, charities and organizations all over the world. And right now, because of the coronavirus, nonprofits, especially art organizations, we've really taken a hit. Musicians and artists around the world have taken a hit due to the virus. And for tomorrow, we are going to be having a full day of music. We did something like this back in May. I don't know if you remember, Tom, but we did a Giving Tuesday now in May, the start of the coronavirus. Yeah. And we're going to be kind of doing something similar tomorrow. Starting at 10 o'clock in the morning on our OKM Facebook page, we're going to be having local musicians perform for Bartlesville. And so we are asking everyone, if you're at work, you can just have our Facebook page open on your browser, and you can just watch a performance throughout the day. So starting at 10 o'clock, we have myself, actually. Me and my mom are going to be doing performance at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I will be playing piano, and she will be playing flute. And we're going to be doing a nice holiday Christmas performance. And at 11 a.m., we have the local favorite studio, Everett Music Studio. And these kids, Tom, are so talented.
Oh,
they're so excited to perform. They performed with OKM for many of our events. For our Chris Kindle Market, they always perform for us. And so we're just really excited to have them share their talent with us, even if it's online, even if it's virtual. So we hope that people make sure to come check out their performance at 11. And at 12 p.m., we have Keely Droge, who is a realtor here in town, and many people probably may not realize that she is also a gifted pianist. She is phenomenal. And so Keely will be doing a nice holiday performance as well at 12 p.m. At 1 p.m., we have Jack Settle, who is a Bartlesville alumni, and he does a lot of country Americana style, so completely contrasting to Keely or even my performance. He's going to be doing a nice original performance, some of his original songs, but he's also going to be throwing in a few Christmas songs with an Americana twist to them. Cool. So that's going to be a lot of fun at 1 p.m. And then we're going to be closing out the day with Brent Giddens, and Brent is a phenomenal man. He almost has become a staff member over here at OKM because he has helped us and he has performed for us for so many of our events. And Brent is going to be doing an Elvis-style Christmas performance. And it is definitely going to be a treat. I really hope that people get to watch Brent. He's going to be performing at 3 p.m. And Brent, for those that know him, he definitely has a following here in Oklahoma. Before COVID, he really was performing at casinos almost every weekend. He's performed at music festivals all across the state. So we're really excited to have Brent. And we will be closing the entire day out with the wonderfully talented Bartlesville High School Jazz Choir. And the Jazz Choir is a phenomenal group. When I was in high school, I actually was in the Jazz Choir for 2 years. So the Jazz Choir is very true to my heart, but I'm excited that they're going to be closing out our day with a few Christmas songs. And so for the entire day, we just have wonderful holiday Christmas music. And we're just trying to get everyone to come together online because music is one thing that is universal. And in the midst of this pandemic, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. A lot of people are anxious. We have a lot of emotions. But music has a way of bringing us all together. And that is what we're going to be trying to convey tomorrow for our Giving Tuesday campaign. And we just simply ask that if you have any dollar amount, $5, even $1, every donation really does make a difference for us. We've been around for 36 years. We're going into our 37th festival next year, and your donations really do go to a great cause because we do a lot here in Bartlesville, And we just ask for tomorrow that you make a donation, big or small. It really does. It goes a long way for us.
Oh, man. Well, this is going to be a lot of fun. So you got the Sounds of the Season going on for the most part, a few originals, and it's all it's local, man, and it doesn't get much better than that. And all we're asking for you to do, folks, is to help support OKM on Giving Tuesday. And I think it's a pretty good exchange right there. Great music, a big smile on your face, a couple of dollars to keep it going.
Oh, definitely. And like you said, they are all local musicians, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. All of them have a history to Barnesville of one way, shape, or another.
Mm-hmm.
And your donations, again, not only help us out, but they also help our artists out, because artists all over the world, even here in Barnesville and Oklahoma, artists have really taken a hit from COVID. The entire year has just been kind of changed dramatically. A lot of artists are performing online on Facebook. They're doing a lot of virtual concerts to still try to bring music alive to people. So your donation really does help these artists out as well.
And speaking of the holiday spirit, we got Chris Kindle Market coming up too, don't we?
Oh my gosh, we do. Literally just around the corner, I believe next Saturday, that's December the 12th. So
yeah.
It is here. It is going to be an exciting year for Chris Kindle. This is our fourth year doing this, Tom. Of course, this is our first year doing a virtual. We were kind of struggling for a bit, thinking, how are we going to pull this off? How are we going to be able to make this happen? But we've been able to get it going online like we did for our Oktoberfest, which was also a wonderful success for us. But this is a really neat experience. And if you haven't gone online to our website to check it out, I highly recommend you do. It is okmmusic.org, and there are links to our Chris Kindle Market. But with our market, we have everything from food, sweets, local music, online shopping, cash grabs, raffle. We have it all. There's really so much to explore. But I really want to take a moment to talk about our food selections that we have.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Oh, it is phenomenal, Tom. We're trying to really, again, really give our local businesses, our local vendors business during the holidays. And so with our Chris Kindle Market, Price's Meat Market is going to be preparing a German Christmas feast, which is going to be the main food item for the market, which includes pork, potatoes, sauerkraut. It is a delicious dish. He's done this before. And he will also be preparing a sauerkraut soup, which is very, very popular. It sells out almost every year, so make sure you get online to purchase your soup now, because it does go fast. And both of those will be prepared by Price's Meat Market. And this year, we're actually going to be partnering with Super Centro, and they are going to be preparing a wonderful variety of Christmas tamales. And so the tamales will be available in half a dozen or a dozen, depending on how many you want to order for the holidays. But the flavors, Tom, are just very interesting. When I think of a tamale, I think of a traditional, you know, pork or chicken tamale. They're going to be doing everything from coconut tamales to pineapple, of course, pork and chicken, but also cheese tamales. So a really nice variety that people will be able to order half a dozen or by the dozen just in time for the holidays. And they are wonderful. I don't know if you've had Super Centro's tamales.
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, my gosh, they're wonderful. And we will also be having a huge variety of Christmas treats, Christmas delights by Cakes by Lisa. Everything from Christmas brownies to sugar cookies to gingerbread cookies. There's a lot. There's a lot to buy your loved ones, to buy yourself, splurge a little bit before the holidays. And so all of this is going to be available on our website. And the food will be available for pickup next Saturday, December the 12th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Price's Meat Market there on Nowata Road. And again, by making a donation of purchasing these food items, you're not only supporting OKM, but you're also supporting these local food vendors here in town. So you're keeping it local, which is fantastic.
Now, I understand we have a musical guest that is quite unique. It's going to be kind of fun.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Take Three is going to be performing a completely virtual performance for our Chris Kindle guests at 12 p.m. next Saturday. But Take Three is really a up-and-coming classical crossover group. Their main violinist, Lindsay Deutsch, she's actually performed here in Bartlesville several times with the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra. And she kind of is the backbone of this group who's kind of put it all together. But they do a lot of modern pop songs that you hear on the radio, but they do it with a classical flair. Of course, they perform on a classical violin, cello, piano, but they perform these fun modern hits classically. So it's a really nice infusion of those musical genres, but they are going to be doing a really special Christmas performance for us. It's going to be breathtaking, and I really hope that guests purchase a ticket because you are not going to regret it. They are a wonderful group, and it's $10 a ticket, and it is a private performance. So for those who do purchase the tickets online, you will be given a special URL link prior to the performance so that you can watch it at your leisure. But again, that's $10 for a wonderful concert. You will not regret it. They really are. They're very charismatic. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to look them up.
Hopefully we get online
to bring them around in Bartlesville in the future, but I'm really, really excited that they're going to be joining us online.
Now, I've seen them online, you know, little clips here and there. So, folks, you're going to be in for a treat. This really is something cool. It's going to be one of those things where no matter how much you're prepared for it, they're still going to surprise you.
Oh, hands down. Even that, they still, they're emailing us asking if they can add another song to the performance. We're like, you know, why not? There might be a little Coldplay mixed in there as well. So it's going to be a really neat Christmas concert.
No Nickelback.
Oh, no. No.
Private
but,
jokes.
As well as Take Three, we have some other entertainment opportunities for Chris Kindle that I really want to talk about.
Let's look.
Everett Music Studio, again, they're going to be performing tomorrow for Giving Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We are doing what's called a Christmas Carol Gram. And so people will have the opportunity to send a friend or a loved one a holiday gram, either virtually, so that could be by email or phone, or for a little bit more, you can actually have Everett Music Studio come to your business, come to your house, your party, and they will perform some Christmas music for you in person. So this is a wonderful way of giving these kids an opportunity to perform, again, either virtually or in person. And so we really hope that guests within the market will take advantage of that and really spread that holiday cheer through music.
This is going to be a lot of fun. Both events, we've got Giving Tuesday tomorrow, and then on the 12th, we've got Chris Kindlemark. And this is, you've learned a lot. You've learned to adapt and roll with it. And I am just so proud of OKM for being able to come through with all these yearly traditions, but in a new way so that folks can still enjoy them under these bizarre circumstances.
Oh, definitely. And with our Oktoberfest, again, this was a first for us this year. And it was a huge success, Tom. We had so much fun, even though it was online. But after the event, we had several of our patrons who called us, who sent us letters, just thanking us for Oktoberfest because they had a blast at home. And we're hoping that we're going to be able to still bring that same fun energy with Chris Kindle Market, again, from the comfort of your home. You can literally sit by the fire in your Christmas pajamas, if you will, still attend this market online. It's going to be really neat. But we didn't want to cancel any of our events this year. One thing for sure, all of our guests, our patrons, were really wanting us to still continue with our Chris Kindle Market, with our Oktoberfest. So lots of planning, lots of brainstorming on how are we going to make this work online. But I really think that we figured it out, and it's going to be a lot of fun next Saturday.
And what you're going to need to remember is OKMMusic.org. That's OKMMusic.org. You're going to need that, folks.
Oh, yes, definitely. And on Facebook, we are OK Mozart. It's in all caps if you search us on Facebook. And we're also on Instagram. We try to post regularly so you can get all the updates. Especially with Chris Kindle Market, we have a St. Nick Kids bag that just keeps selling out, Tom. it's wonderful. We've never had a issue like this where we have provided bags and within an hour they'll sell out instantly. So we post those updates on our social media. So make sure you are following us for everything Giving Tuesday and Chris Kindle.
You know, when we get back to normal, and I'm hoping that 2021 is when we do this, I think I think what you've started here with this online thing would be a nice little accent to all the live stuff we're doing, because I do know some folks who aren't as able to get out and about like they used to, and they've really been enjoying this.
Oh, yes. We've actually discussed this even for next year's festival. Again, hopefully, fingers crossed that everything goes back to normal next year for 2021, or as close to normal, so that we can still have an in-person festival. But definitely, we are exploring having more concerts available, both in-person, but also having it available online for our guests who aren't able to get out. They can watch a performance online, or even from another state, they can watch a performance. So we're definitely already planning on all of that for next summer.
I'm always late to the game. But anyway, it's going to be great, and I'm looking forward to Giving Tuesday. And, of course, that is tomorrow, and that's at okmmusic.org. And then coming up on a week from Saturday, it'll be Chris Kindle Market. And once again, okmmusic.org. Just follow the links. I'm telling you, folks, if you've not been to their website, it is very easily laid out for you. A lot of clever people went together and put a lot of brain cells together to make sure that your eyes go for a nice little ride and they never get tired, and they're always going to take you someplace fun.
Oh my gosh, well, that was the goal.
Well, succeeded. All right, well, Ryan Martin, I want to thank you very much for coming in and putting up with my nonsense today and telling us all about the great things that are going on with OKM Music. Now, get your rest. You've got a performance to do tomorrow.
I do. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes I forget that I'm actually performing because I'm so busy planning everything. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I actually got to practice.
Hey, rehearsal time. Come on, Mom.
Yes.
Ryan, thank you very much. Take care and be well.
Thank you so much, Tom.
All righty, and thank you. Once again, folks, you're going to need that website. That is OKM. That is okmmusic.org. All righty, it's 8:50. We've got news coming up in just a few right here on